107.7 The Island is your station for your adorable, adoptable pet of the week. Good morning, Robin Mays.
Good morning, Fransman. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good.
What did you bring us today? A little ball of fur?
We brought you a one-year-old ball of fur by the name of Drifter. He is 1 year old, black and white, looks like a Sylvester type cat, black and white. You know, this last wonderful storm we had with all the snow and freezing temperatures, he was found in a horse barn cowering in a corner. And the horse protected him. And he must have been there a while. He was pretty skinny. And of course, no one claimed him. And so we've been working with him. And he's now neutered and microchipped and vaccinated and dewormed. And he is the coolest guy. His meow is very petite, but don't tell him.
All black and white and loving the microphone stand.
Yep.
He's a face rubber.
He would be a great radio station cat. Hint, hint.
Yeah.
Hi, baby.
Yeah.
Really should have named him Sylvester.
He does look like Sylvester. Nice. But his name is Drifter.
Drifter.
Black and white, beautiful. Oh, what color eyes, Laura?
Yellow.
Oh, yeah. Big golden eyes.
Very, very sweet.
We like that.
He just flattened himself to the carpet as Laura is petting him.
Am I wrong in my thinking that this must have come from someone's house?
Or someone was working with him, you know, as an outside cat or something, but that storm that came through.
It just seems to be so well adjusted around humans.
Yeah, he's like, nope, not having it.
Was he this size?
He was really skinny.
Oh, really?
We got him in early January. He was really skinny.
Do you know what it means when they rub their face on things?
They're marking you.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, They're marking mm-hmm. the microphone stand.
Yep,
wonderful.
That's mine, and that's mine, and that's mine. Come and you're mine.
Not you.
Hey, sir.
Apparently not.
Drifty.
Again, with the rear end in the face.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I get.
Oh, yes. He's a good boy. Oh, my gosh. He's so friendly.
Yep. He's a good boy. He's definitely not sure about dogs. Mm-hmm. Cats, slow introduction. He'd be a great best friend. He loves people.
Yes,
loves his people.
Clearly, he loves people.
See, now I'm calling him a Sylvester.
Come here, Drifty.
Oh, yes. That tail. Wow. That is long and fluffy. Man.
Got something to say?
Check out this beautiful animal, Drifter the Cat, in the blog section. Laura's got some good pictures there.
He needs to drift into your life.
You can listen to...
Oh, for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
You could listen to the audio of this segment, and you could see the beautiful yellow eyes and the black and white body of Drifter.
And the little pink nose.
Loves humans, but did you say not really a dog?
Not a fan of dogs because they're kind of scary, but it was a big dog called a horse that protected him.
Right.
So he might adjust okay, but just takes time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at what a good boy he is.
This portion of the huge broadcast is being brought to you by Pro Team Design, designing your dream into reality. For all your screen printing and embroidery needs, free quotes and superior service, Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook, and their website is proteamdesign.com.
Look at, he just hates being on your lap.
I know.
Oh,
right?
Look at him. Oh, look at that. Oh, let me just get comfy here. Yeah,
never mind.
Just getting completely comfortable
See,
on Robin's
how could,
lap.
How could you not take this as an office cat? I know how.
Oh, yes. Oh,
I know how to milk.
Oh, we just posed.
I know how to milk it. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you're taking my picture?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
you have a shelter full of absolute beautiful blessings.
We do. We had a great weekend of adoptions, though. We got three of the puppies adopted out of seven.
Yay!
However, we found out early this morning that we thought we would have like 3/7 less of a mess. I think the ones that didn't get adopted were the ones that were messing, and the others were well-behaved because it really didn't help. We still had puppy messes to clean up.
Oh, so, puppies will be puppies.
Puppies will be puppies. What goes in must come out.
How many animals in the shelter now?
About 26.
Mm. That's a handful.
It's a handful. It's some cleaning. So we're always looking for volunteers that are adulting that can come and help. And, you know, we have to make sure they're adults because we have, liability issues and we're dealing with live animals and that. But we're always looking for good help.
Well, what's today? Tuesday. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Is there still time for us to put our names in a poop box?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. There's still
Is anybody names. Taking you up on the offer?
Yeah, we've done okay. We've got a little bit of a lineup of litter boxes down our hallway that the cats have used and Blackie has used and someone else has used. So
interesting demeanor on this cat. Very curious and
very
friendly.
Very curious, but very calm.
Calm, curious, and friendly.
Yeah, friendly for sure. And, oh, look at you.
And loving.
And likes its pretty shots. It likes to take pitch. It likes to get its picture taken.
Awesome.
Are you Quit finding... picking at me, Mom.
I know. That's me.
Robin
check the
was
ears.
Just halfway in the cat's ear.
Check the ears. Check
such
the...
a mom.
Check the ears. Check the eyes.
My mom, my whole life, when you get an injury or a cut, she's always got to touch it.
Yep.
Why are you touching the injury?
No touchy.
Sure it's okay.
No touch. Yep. Robin, thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
Beautiful.
Right, Drifty?
Drifty, you're beautiful. Oh, what a sweetheart you are.
I bet she's got good pictures of you.
Yeah.
Soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur. Happy kitty, sleepy kitty, purr, purr, purr.